Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
Having gifted us in the church this morning, praise God. Sabiola, you are welcome. Can you please appreciate her for me? Praise God. She went from here to Lagos. And I have my son in the house, Lori. Many of you don't know my twins. You just know that I have twins. That's one of them. Praise the Lord. Who else is visiting us for the first time? Oh, it's been a long time. We have been around. You just came back. Peter? No. Okay. Amen. The Bible says, and it came to pass. But before it came to pass, remember the story of the first two brothers. In the story of the first two brothers, we remember and recall that they brought an offering to God. The two of them brought an offering to God in the process of time. And we're told the brother, the elder brother, brought of the produce of his land. He was a farmer. He brought his produce. But his brother brought an offering from his own head. That means he brought an animal. And the Bible said God had respect to the offering of Abel, and he did not have respect to the offering of Cain. Praise God. Many scriptures and many messages were preached on that issue. Whether it was acceptable, why it was acceptable, why what was not acceptable. This I know, hallelujah, that if you follow the Old Testament requirements, there were places where God required that you should bring the produce of the land as an offering. Are you with me? So it was not the offering per se that was the problem. It was the kind of offering that was the problem. Are you with me? And secondly, one brought in faith, one brought as an obligation. Do you understand me? You go and find out. Let me go and do the story. You'll just take this one by faith. Praise God. But one thing was clear. The Bible says after that episode, Cain became very angry. He was so angry that God needed to speak to him. He said, Cain, he said, sin is locking at the door of your heart, wanting to possess you. He said, but you must master it. Certain things were running through the heart of Cain that eventually led to the murder of his junior brother. You remember the story. Then the Bible said that after his judgment, Cain left the presence of God and went to build for himself a city. Now, if you now go to the New Testament, Peter spoke about that episode. He talked about the ways of Cain. What I said? The ways of Cain. Cain created a path for himself in life. So we see the consequences of the fall. Remember in the fall, it was actually a tree they ate. The fruit of a tree, I beg your pardon. Which had seed inside of it. Do you understand? And the Bible said that that seed is the thing that contains the life of every tree species on earth. The seed of man contains the old DNA of man. Do you understand that? So anything you see as a seed is what contains, what you will call a container. It contains the life of that species. Do you understand? So when Adam ate of that fruit, he also ate the life of that fruit, which is contained where? In the seed. And so when he died, what killed him was the knowledge of good and evil. Not any kind of knowledge, but a specific kind of knowledge. Praise the Lord. And that is the ability that life gave him. It made him to be independent of God. By his own way, he could decide what is right from what is wrong. You don't need anybody to tell him. So like I said last week, people got together and said this color is what? We shall call this color blue. It was a decision some people made. Were you there when they made the decision? But they made the decision that it is blue. Praise God. But our committee can meet and say from henceforth this color is green. Will you agree with them? Why? Because we are not authorized to make those changes. Praise the Lord. But Buhari has given us June 12th as an holiday. Why? Because he has authority to do that. Amen. So what we are trying to say is that we have not asked God. We have not sought his face. We have made up our minds how we want to live our lives. Where do you think that comes from? From that tree. It's called the tree of what? The knowledge of good and evil. And when Satan was talking to Eve, he said, you will not need God. Because God knows the day you eat, you will do what? Your eyes will open. Then you will be like who? God. Knowing. Please understand what is going on here. What will you do? You will know. Because what makes God to be God is that he knows. Praise God. God knows what is good from what is evil. But now we don't need him. We can decide what is good from what is evil. So if God says, thou shalt not fornicate, we can have a meeting and say, fornication is okay. Praise God. It's okay for men to marry men and women to marry women. Hallelujah. And it is stamped. It's law in the whole earth. What do you think is manifesting? The knowledge. It's a knowledge. If you look at this, forget this, hold this one, go to Romans chapter 1. I'm trusting God to help me put together my thoughts. I have to come to this side of the hall because of the fan. A time is coming when I will not be using fan, I'll be using AC. Amen. I will not be running from one side of the pulpit to the other side. Are you in Romans 1? Are you there? Where in Romans 1 do you think I'm looking for? You guys want the prophetic. Hallelujah. You should just know. That is what pastor wants to say. Praise God. Look at verse 27. It says, likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burnt in their lust one towards another, men with men walking that which is unseemly, and receiving themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. Verse 28. And even as they did not like to do what? Retain God where? Where were they not retaining God? In other words, where knowledge is domiciled in man, it pushed out everything about God. So I'm saying to us, the problem you and I have is a problem of knowledge. Information that we have received, Peter called it the traditions we've received from our fathers. Things that have been given to us as we grew up. You now begin to understand why the Bible says, train up your child in the way it should go. When that child becomes old, it will not depart from that way. What is that way? It is the way of knowledge. The right kind of knowledge. The right kind of information. So that when a wrong information comes, that child can judge it by reason of the knowledge that has been deposited in him or her. Praise the Lord. I was listening to the testimony of a man that got born again. A Muslim that got born again just this last Ramadan. From Kastina. I don't know how many of you have heard that testimony. You've heard it. Powerful testimony. Jesus appeared to him. Now, the man had never read Bible. He doesn't know anything about God, Jesus. Just a little thing they just saw in Quran. So when Jesus was talking to him, He was quoting Quran back to Jesus. And when he tried, Jesus said, no, that is not true. He will say, no, Quran said this. And I could understand that Jesus was patient with him because there was no other kind of knowledge he could refer to. Do you understand me? The source of our problem is the wrong programming that you have gone through in life. Amen. And so let's go back to Genesis 6. Praise the Lord. Many of you will understand it very simply. 6:1. Praise God. Genesis 6:1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. Verse 2 says, now the sons of God, what did they begin to see? They saw. Everybody say saw. Remember in the temptation of Eve, the Bible says when she looked at the tree, she saw that the fruit was good. You saw. May you see properly. Do you know that you actually do not see with your eyes? Do you know you really don't see with your eyes? You don't know. How does a blind man see? In his mind now. He touches it. And he forms the picture in his mind straight. You really don't see with your eyes. Have you seen somebody walk into a moving car? He's looking at the car and he's moving. You have not probably seen that before, but you probably had. Praise God. And you have had people, have you talked to people, have they talked to you? And you are listening, you know. And you say, and you say, hey, okay, alright. You were hearing, but you were not hearing. You were hearing the words, but you were not hearing what he was saying. You have fallen to that before. Confess your sin now and confess now. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. That is meaning that you actually don't hear. That hearing is not this one. There's another kind of hearing. Do you follow me? That sin is not that you just see. No. The Bible says she saw. When she saw, her mind kicked into operation that this tree and this fruit is good. Able to make one wise. Pride of life. Lust of the flesh, good for food, able to make one wise. Amen. And then she did what? She acted. Glory to God. Because you need to understand this thing so that you can understand the solution and why you and I must embark on that solution properly. They saw the daughters of men that they were fair. Did they not know before that the daughters of men were fair before? Praise God. Satan is a bad devil. He has always been bad. And he will remain bad. Why do you think that sisters... I beg your pardon, not sister. Why do you think that ladies do a lot of makeup? It's because you can see. Before you never saw them. How many of you know, remember the story of Agege bread girl? Did you see her original picture where she was walking bread? When they finished with her, so girl is fine. I said, bless you, see. Amen. You were not seen before until they repackaged that. Then we got to see. Somebody drew our attention, said, see. And we turned and we saw. Then we saw properly. Praise God. Now when you are beginning to see, sin is locking at the door of your house. So you must be careful how you see and what you look at. I can talk about sin, but that's not my emphasis this morning. You go and develop that yourself. And then when they began to notice, I'll use the word when they began to pay attention, when they began to take notes, then they found that they were fair. They were not fair before until Satan repackaged them for them. And they did to see, look at this one now, I see her now, see this one now, praise God. And they took them wives of all which they chose. Now, the issue here is not basically about the fact that they took wives. The fact was that they made those choices independent of God. Remember their father, their grandfather, Adam. when he was made to give names to animals, they brought those animals, and as he looked at them, Adam began to see their original nature and purposes. Praise the Lord. Am I communicating? We have not done an exposition on names. Names are not just for identification. Names are not just prophetic. Names are actually the definition of your nature. Do you understand me? It's like God created a robot and put a program inside of it. The name of that program that runs that whole structure is called Michael. Michael is just not for identification. It's actually a whole complete nature. You can't have two of them. Praise God. You can't have two Michaels, because only one Michael was designed like that. So what you call Michael is a nature. So when he looked at a lion, he saw his ferocity, he saw his kingship, he saw so many things. I said, your name shall be lion. In accordance with the original purpose in the mind of him who created the lion. Are you with me? So he took his understanding from where? Not from the tree, but from he who created it. That's why that operation was not sinful. But when they came here, they began to make choices after their own hearts. They saw and decided these girls were fine. Praise God. There are girls that are beautiful, but they are devilish. Have you heard of such before? Have you heard of such before? And there are men that they are more handsome than me. Amen. But you will not last 10 hours before they kill you. You've heard about people like that. So it's not the face. It's not the face. Praise the Lord. They began to make choices. Then verse 3 says this. Verse 3. And God said, when God saw what was going on, God responded. He said, my spirit shall not always what? Strive. You know what it means to strive? Do you know what it means to strive? That means to do what? To strive. To fight. To resist. To push back. To wrestle. Why do you think God wrestles with you every time? Because your heart, the Bible says the heart of man is deceitful. It's desperately what? Wicked. That thing way there inside his heart is determined to do evil every day. And God needs to keep wrestling with you to prevent you from doing evil. Now, there was a man, remember Abimelech, who took Abraham's wife. Do you remember the story? He just, at the age of 80 or thereabouts, that woman was a beauty. My goodness. The man saw her and called her and said, wow, Kaba Shara Manosa, Kapa Papa. So, I like you for a wife. This man that came with you, is he your husband? Or, no, he said, it's my brother. Is it true? It's my sister. Okay. Can I have her? God bless you. And immediately, the woman entered his house. God shut down everything, including the cockroach in his house. They could not deliver. Everything was shut down. But thank God, he said, the man was busy with state affairs. Until one night, I don't know how many months, they began to notice that there was a problem. All the women that were pregnant lost their pregnancies. The rats that were there, they were no longer increasing. They said, sir, there's a problem. Oh, said what? Said nobody's delivering in the house. Everybody's barren, including the rats. Said, what is the problem? They did in the situation. Then the problem was the woman. Now called. So I was like, how can it be? And God appeared to him in the night. He said, Abimelech, you are a dead man. Otiku, Otiberi. Praise God. Say, what have I done? That woman you took is the wife of my servant. Say, but Lord, you know the innocence of my heart. I took her. I was innocent. Said that God said, yes, I know. That's why I prevented you. Many of you, God is fighting you not to commit sin. But you are saying, if they don't disgrace me, I will not turn back. Amen. Until is a story. I've never ever read the story of Kurumi. One Yoruba legend like that. He was to go to war. He said, "Eh? I just you need to go and read those stories."
He said, until they disgrace me, I won't turn back. Don't go. He said, I will go.
Until they disgrace him, he didn't come back.
Do you need to be disgraced before you turn your back?
It's not necessary. And so, God keeps resisting us, but he said, I will not always strive.
Blessed are thou. When someone said, God catch you, I said, I thank God that it was God who caught me. If Satan catch you, there's no hope for you, man.
I will not always strive with man. Why? He also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years.
Adam lived for close to 900 years. God brought down the lifespan of man from that height to 120 years. Why? Because of the sin that was growing and becoming a tree.
Paul said it in the New Testament. He said everyone died. Even those who did not sin after the similitude of Adam's sin, they still died. Praise God. All those who were righteous in the earth, they still died. Not having committed any sins like that of Adam. So what was killing them?
It was that sin that was already in their heart. Praise the Lord. That sin is a kind of life. Please pay attention. What did I say it is? It's a kind of life.
When God made man, say when God breathed into man, the original Hebrew said he breathed into him the breath of lives. How many lives?
Plural.
How do I know that's true? In Deuteronomy 8, he said, man shall not live by bread alone. So there is a life that bread sustains. It's called your bios life, biological life. The ability for you to keep on breathing and breathing out. That is biological life. But there is another kind of life that needs another kind of food. It's called the Word of God. Am I communicating? Then there is another kind of life that you need. It's called, your intellectual life requires you to read books.
I just talked to people who are bereaved of anything. They have died. They've died like they have cool. Praise God.
They don't read no jack. They are just empty barrier. You talk to them, you wonder, how did this person become a minister of the Federal Republic of Nigeria? Nothing is in his head. The only thing actually he knows is how to be a thug. But there's nothing upstairs. That life, that part of his life has been shut down.
Are you with me?
I just see people who are emotionally unstable. That is another kind of expression of life. So there are many expressions of life. Life is expressed. You can't define life. You can't touch it. But we can see its manifestation. Praise God. So we see that man, in his way God made him, is a multi-dimensional being. But because the sin was where? In his heart, that thing spread over every aspect. It was like a tree. It was like a virus. It was it was actually, tell you the truth, the best way to describe sin is cancer. Cancer is a natural manifestation. Or is a natural typology of sin. It starts somewhere here and it spreads over the whole body. It's also like yeast. Remember the concept of yeast. You put yeast in one part of the dough and that thing multiplies and takes over the whole dough. Praise the Lord. Do you understand that? And so Adam took it and the thing began to spread over the whole humanity. Amen. Let's go to verse 7 or thereabout. I hope I have enough time. I'm not going to finish this thing. No, six. Give me six. Praise God. God's going to help me. Is it six I'm looking for? Five? Okay, try five. Okay. This is what I was talking about last week. I'm still trying to summarize last week's teaching. And God saw that the wickedness of man, what made him wicked? When God said a man is wicked, like I said in the morning, the way God defines a thing is not the way man defines a thing. They are not the same. That you are born again requires you to learn the ways of God.
Part of the ways of God is learning his definitions. What he calls sin, I agree it is sin. What he says is good, I agree it is good. It's part of your training. Do you understand me? That's part of your training. Based on what I've been taught, based on, look, I found that, praise God. Don't let me go there. Let me stay with what I have here. Wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil. Every time a thought enters the mind of a man, everything is always evil. Why is it evil? Because it does not align with the knowledge of God. But they did not retain God in their hearts. They pushed the knowledge of God away. They said, we will not have anything to do with you. Let us run our lives the way we want to run our lives. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. You cannot be a child of God and run your life the way you want to run your life. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. His heart was only evil continually. And God repented him and said he will annihilate. Now, I don't know what the relationship between our... Of course, you know, anything you think about, you will put it into action. Eventually, you will act it out. It's a matter of time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I remember I said last week that spirits hear thoughts. They don't hear words. It is you and I that are in need of hearing words. They hear your thoughts. I hear your words. Amen. But when you grow in the realm of the spirit, you can hear the thoughts of people. Did you not read that just because? And Jesus had their thoughts and he responded to them. Praise the Lord. That day when he was going to heal that young man that was on a stretcher, he looked at him and said, oh, great faith. Son, your sin be forgiven thee. And the Pharisees around there began to say in their heart, what kind of blasphemy is this? How can you be saying you are forgiving sin without going into the temple? Because only God can forgive sin. And the only way you can be forgiven is to take animal sacrifice, go to the temple and go and be, kill it and do everything. And you are standing here, you this non-entity, you are not even a priest. You are saying you are forgiving sin. What a blasphemer. And he had their thoughts. I said, which one is easier to say? Which one is easier? To heal this guy or to say your sins are forgiven? That you may know the Son of Man has authority in heaven and on earth to forgive sins. Son, rise up and walk. In other words, it's easier to say arise and walk than to say, son, your sins are forgiven you. Praise the Lord. But he had their thoughts. How he had it, I don't know. Praise God. I've not had people's thoughts before. But I did watch a film that a guy had a gift. Lightning struck him and he was able to start hearing people's thoughts. Over a period of time, he almost ran mad. Praise the Lord. So don't believe God for that gift. Amen. It's not a good gift. Only Jesus could handle it. Amen. But once in a while, the Spirit of God may manifest it. You will just hear people and you will talk. After that, they will shut it down again. Otherwise, if he gives us a permanent basis, we may need to do deliverance for you. Amen. Can we now go to Romans 8? I have to jump many things. Okay, before we go to Romans 8, let's go to Matthew 13. I want to pay attention to certain things. Verse 9. I'm trying to enable us to understand. Now the source of our problem, which is sin, where is it domiciled? It's domiciled in the heart. That is where the thoughts of our imaginations take place. Are you with me? In other words, whatever happened to Adam, it was his heart that died. Something in his heart died. That thing that controls, not only was it controlling the way he thinks and the way he acts, that thing also was what contains the glory. Please, are you paying attention? Whatever died in Adam was that thing which controls the way he thinks, the way he acts. Please, you have to hurry up. I don't have too much time. And the disciples came to him and said, why speak thou to them in parables? Praise God. Next verse. I'm asking for 19, not verse 9. I asked for 13:19, not. I don't have time to explain all those. Then he was explaining the parable to them. When one heareth the word of what? The kingdom. What is the word of the kingdom? It's called the gospel. Pastor had explained it to us on Tuesday. What do people call gospel? It's gospel of salvation, not the gospel of the kingdom. Hello? Hello? You were never designed to be graced with the gospel of prosperity. That's, God never intended that we raise you with the gospel of prosperity. You were never intended to be raised with the gospel of self-actualization. You can do it. You can go it. That is motivation. It is the footballers that need that kind of motivation. Praise God. Are you a footballer? Are you playing ball? No, you don't. So you can't come to church and be giving them. One man of God said you cannot be motivating people, especially those who are already rebellious. You will be making them more rebellious. Praise God. So there are different gospel people are preaching. You must be careful who you are listening to and what the person is telling you. There's a gospel of salvation that says, no, except you be born again, you cannot see. That is not still the kingdom gospel. Praise God. Do you understand? That is a subset of the gospel of the kingdom. It's not everything. So Jesus Christ said, when a man hears the word of the gospel of the kingdom and understands it not, what happens? Then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was what? Sown. Where did they sow it? In the heart. Everything you hear is a seed. So the Bible says, be careful how you hear. Because Proverbs has said, guard your heart with what? All diligence. Because if you allow the wrong seeds to enter your heart, your heart does not discriminate with seed. It doesn't discriminate. Amen. If you plant yam here, it will grow. It will not just grow well, but it will still grow. Praise God. If you plant maize on this, the ground does not discriminate what you put inside. Anything you put inside the ground, it will bring it back for you in multiple folds. Do you understand? So you have to be careful. You cannot be planting maize. What else competes with maize? What else competes with maize? David. Where is David? He didn't come to church. Who is in our Greek? Who is in our Greek? Sheson, who is Sheson? You are in our Greek. Oshejo. What do you not plant with maize when you are planting maize? That we compete with maize for... I can see you racking your mind. You are trying to remember the knowledge that they put in your mind. You can't plant man, yam and maize. And rise together. Oh Lord, bless it. Did they teach you or you have practiced it? You have practiced it. Yeah, you have seen the result. So, oh, did come? Well, that's a learning family. I practice it. All right. Your heart does not discriminate. However, the Bible says, when this seed fell in his heart, it was because the heart was the soil of his heart was very hard. That seed could not enter the soil. Praise God. And so it remained on the surface, inactive. The guy had come to church. The guy had come under the most basic teachers, the most anointed ministers, but the seed could not enter the ground. So the thing remained dormant on the floor. And the Bible says, the wicked one, Satan, what did he do? He took it away. Why? Because the thing did not enter the ground. When something enters the ground and germinates, understanding is involved. Praise God. It's not just faith. Do you know that faith cometh by what? When you hear and you can't process what you've heard, then you cannot generate faith. Why do you have to keep hearing and hearing? It's just to generate understanding. Until that thing clicks, until that thing is quickened, you have not understood. Don't deceive yourself. It's not like your textbook and your passing exams. Life does not work like that. Just like I'm asking the question of what do you plan? Because you have not practiced it. You really do not have the authority to speak. Do you follow me? But have you had people who say, this thing happened to me? You know, it's more powerful than the one I read in the book. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? When you have an experience and you are testifying of what you have experienced, especially when it is valid according to God's word, is a very powerful testimony. Imagine you were a drug addict before. I've been coming across testimonies of gays and lesbians that have given their lives to Christ because they claim that was how they were created, and so they can't change their nature. It's a lie. You can change. It's what you are going through is the consequence of the thoughts or the imaginations of your thoughts. Is it thoughts of the imagination or imagination of the thoughts? It's your thought life that is producing that result. If they change it, you will change. So people are changing. Praise God. And somewhere in America, they say it's not a sin. It's a sin. Stop it. Praise God. Don't go to hell. And there are many lesbians and gays that go to many churches, and they are given a lot. They were telling Joel Austin. You know Joel Austin. They were asking on CNN. Lesbianism, gay. He said, I don't know about that. Only God can tell. Ah, then the man said, what do you tell them in church? I just said that God is good. God is good. Ah, both him and them will go. That guy is not born again. And I'm sorry for all of you that listen to him. Sin is sin. You can't package it. Praise God. Some people already agree with me. Don't be angry with me. Verse 20. Bro, Femi, I will take time today. But he that received the seed into what? Stony places. The same is he that heareth the word, and none rejoice. What did he do? He received it. Have you had people, when they are preaching, and they just jump up, oh, kapasara, papasara, that word is shaking me. Amen. They receive it with joy. Amen. Yet had not root in himself, but do it, endure it for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of that word, by and by, he's offended. Have you heard the message that God blesses people that give? Hallelujah. I say, Kaba. And when you give to God, he gives you another fold increase. Amen. You will jump up and say, Karabatase, bo, bo, bo. Then God will come and say, the last 100 naira of you. And you live in Obaile. Drop it in offering. It becomes offended. How can I drop it? How will I get to Obaile? I can't drop it. It's already, that means there was no root. Do you understand? There was no root. It was just emotional responses. God knows them. Amen. The Bible says, only also that receives it among the thorns is he that hear the word. And the care of this world, please may I add, and the legitimate cares. It's not just ordinary care, but also legitimate cares of this world. Now part of the legitimate cares, Paul warned, that those who are unmarried, they care for the things of the Lord. How they may please him in all things, amen. But he that is married, careth for his or her spouse, how he may please the spouse. He's no longer pleasing the Lord. He's now pleasing his spouse. Praise God. And in pleasing your spouse, it may require that the things he or she may want from you may not please the Lord. Hello? Hey, Mo. Oh, my dear, I want to go and do 9 VG. I want to pray. Pray, Wo. My word, pray, Wo. No prayer again, no. Amen. You understand me? Go see, your turn is coming. Don't look. You are looking at us as if we are not spiritual. Your turn is coming. Amen. When they say, let us fast in church, your husband says, I'm not fasting, go and cook for me. Say, but I said, go and cook. Who will you obey? The pastor or your husband? Don't worry, obey pastor. He will marry you, don't worry. Glory to God. So while you are single, serve the Lord with all your heart. There was a time I used to go visit Pastor Bello. I come in at all times. I can pick the car, I didn't have a car, my mom's car or my dad's car. I would just come into government house. I can get there at 10. Alice, a fellowship, Prince Usibe. But since the day we married, when we even married, when Nicole goes to doing honeymoon, Pastor Bello came. I abandoned my wife. It took me time for my mind to switch that I'm no longer single. Ah, my wife versed. If she versed. I didn't even know that she was versing. Sister, tell your husband if you are versing, no, just tell him. It's honeymoon now. My honeymoon was played with that and Pastor Billy. We were swimming, enjoying ourselves. As if it was the one I married. After a while, I borrowed sense. I said, Pastor Bello, stay in your house. I want to make babies. Amen. Do you understand me? Uh-huh. Praise God. Cares of this world. There are cares. You have to pass. Many of you are in school today because that's why you're in school. That's why you're in Accra, Abbey. And therefore you must pass. Is that not true? But you must be careful that this legitimate cares can destroy you. It's a wisdom you must find from God. And the deceitfulness of riches. I must become a millionaire by 26. I don't mind if you came for the last drama diathesis. That young man that said by force, he has planned his life. By 26, I'm a millionaire. By 30, I'm a billionaire. I don't know what he's going to do after 30. Amen. It's called deceitfulness. It's good though. I think I've never made money before. No, you have not made money. If you make money, one day we were going to Akumba. We were late. Around 9, 10 o'clock. The Olopa said, Akumba, it's a lobby center me. It's late. I didn't talk. So when I was coming back, I now stopped and went to the window. I said, if I too am making money like you are making money at this checkpoint, me too, I will get to work by 5 a.m. Praise God. You didn't catch the joke. Amen. He gets there by 6 a.m. You think it's because he loves the job? No. It's the money. It's God. It's deceitful. Until you enter here, you will not know. Praise God. You must be careful. You don't pursue money for the sake of pursuing money. Why you pursue money when, to the extent that certain things begin to drop from your hands, you know your soul is in trouble. There was a time I, a pastor, went to see the governor of this state. And they kept giving an appointment. They said, we'll come around 10. We got there at 10. They said, the man is still busy. You come back around 12. We got there around 12. The man said, the JDC said, we can't see him yet. Can we come around 3 o'clock? And I said, Pastor, we don't do night vigil to see God like this at 3 a.m. I cannot see man at 3 a.m. If I cannot wait to see God at 3 a.m., let us go to our house. If that is business, go drink on him. We'll go to our house. We didn't have the money, but at least God knows that I will not put prosperity above him. Am I communicating? Said they are lovers. They love pleasure more than God. It's not that they don't love God, though. They love God. But there is something that when that one rises up, they love it more than. They will abandon God for that one. I don't know whether I'm communicating to you. Be careful the choices you make. The Bible says, the display of riches, what does it choke? It choked the word and it became unfruitful. The next one. But he that receives seed into what? Good ground. Before that ground can be good, there must be a plowing. They must have plowed your heart. If you are an agri student or an agriculturist, you know you must prepare your field before you can plant. So, first of all, you must take away all the weeds. Then you must do your harrowing. Then you must pray, kill all the germs and all the things where they're there, then you now begin to plant your seed. It takes a lot of effort for your heart to be ready. That is why, listen, we really do not do praise worship at the beginning of service to wait for people to come to church. That is not the purpose of the praise worship. It is to prepare your heart to be able to receive from God. Some of you can come already prepared, but most people don't come already prepared. Because some of you just came from classes, you are still worrying about the exam you are going to do tomorrow. So many things are clustering your mind. And we need to clear the airwaves to your heart so that the word can come. Even as I see, some of you are still thinking about your problems. The pastor finished preaching and let us pray. Because that exam 2-0 nonsense. Oh, this is minori. All of us have seen it before. I've gone to fellowship before. Open book exam, open book text, 2 open book tests, I failed. Now this one is closed book. Is there hope? Is there hope? They said, read your book. I consulted our textbook inside. I still failed. Then they now say, close it. There's no hope. And yet, I had to go to fellowship that evening before the paper was 8 a.m. I was struggling. Should I go to fellowship? Should I not go to fellowship? Should I go to fellowship? Should I go? If I go to fellowship, I can't get out of fellowship at 8 o'clock. I will have to leave around 9 because of I will greet brother blessing. I will greet pastor. I will pray for this. I will pray for that. How many hours do I have left to read the book? I don't even understand. Should I go? Even when I went, I will leave at 7. I will leave at 7:30. I was planning. I did not hear anything they preached that day. Some of you are here. You are not hearing anything. The cares of this world is affecting you. The Lord will have mercy on you in Jesus' name. And mercy means mercy. It's mercy. It's mercy. Praise God. The blessing I got, not brother blessing, no, the real blessing, was when the brother, when the president was going to round up message, as priest on the carry message, service. He just shared a testimony, simple testimony, of a brother who went by leading to go and preach somewhere, and he could not come back to school on time. And the lecturer that morning was in impromptu test. He was not there. He was not even in town. And when after the test started, around 10 minutes after the test started, somebody walked into the hall like him, sat down, wrote the exam, submitted before the rest that were there, and left. So in the evening when he arrived, his classmates met him and said, "Ah, Ogbono, what's the exam, man? I bet you." The exam, ha. That's a lot of, ha. Only, so the answer was, "Tun jade shaju." He said, "I didn't come to school. I was not in school." He said, "You're a liar. We all saw you." He said, "We all saw you. This one said, 'I saw you.' We all saw you." And I said, "No." So what he was thinking, what is going on? God said, "Because you took care of my own interest, I took care of your own. I sent an angel to go and write it for you." At least it was among the few that passed. So I said, "God, if you can send angels to help somebody, you have to send angels to help me." And God helped me. I passed. I didn't get an A, but I didn't get an F. Musha passed. Glory to God. Amen. He received the seed into the good ground because he had the word and he understood it. Do you understand? He had the word, and what happened? He understood it. And then Luke said, and he persevered. He persevered with the word. That's where meditation comes in. That is why you keep on hearing the message over and over again. That is why you pay attention. Like I said last week, you observe to do. You ask yourself, how does this thing apply to me in real life and in real time? And when those opportunities come, you apply yourself to applying what you've learned. That over a period of time, it will bring forth fruit.
Paul was writing to the Hebrews. I will not be able to finish this message. I may even scratch the surface of it. He said, after you have done the will of God, you have need of patience before you can inherit the promises. Hallelujah. There are certain things of God that will not come by any other means but by patience. You must persevere with the word. I don't know how many of you have given. And after a while, he said, all the giving I'm giving God, I've not even seen any seed. I've not seen any profit out of it. So people can give seed now. And before they step out, their alert is doing bang, 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 bang. Your own may take 10 years. Nobody knows. But I said, don't be weary in well-doing. For after due season, everybody has a due season. Praise God. But one thing is clear, that God's promises cannot fail. He can't give in hope and give in faith and God will deny you. Some of you, God may not give you back money. Hello? He may not give you back money. He may give you a good job that may take you to Canada. Aye. Are you with me? Some of you may give you a job that may take you to Maiduguri. You see God. They say, who will go with for us to Maiduguri? You say, Lord, I will go. And they give you that. And they are paying you in dollars. And all the Boko Haram attack does not come near you. And you are making your money cool and gentle. When is it time? God says, it's time for you to move. Can you go to Kano? From Kano, you can go to U.S. From U.S., can you go to... Why? Because you have considered yourself a faithful steward. Let me round up for today. I have not even scratched what I want to say. Amen. 1 Peter 1, verse 23. I'm going to draw. He says, being born again. How were you born again? Really? Can you remember how you were born again? Can you remember how you were born again? Can you remember the message you heard? Look, it's a lie. He said, I was born again from my mother's womb. It's a lie. That person is a thief and a burglar. It's even worse. He said, you were filled with the Holy Ghost from your mother's womb. Even Jesus was not filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Which was your own? Hallelujah. How were you born again? He said, not of corruptible what? Seed. So what kind of seed was sown? That's where the problem lies. Some of you, they preach the gospel of prosperity to you. That's how you got born again. Some of you, they preach the gospel of convenience. Some of you, they preach the gospel of hellfire. Praise God. All kinds of gospel brought us in. But the one that really got us born again is not a corrupt, is not corruptible seed. You know what corruptible means? It says it's not that which kills, but that which is incorruptible, that which is immortal. Praise the Lord. Even by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. What was that word? It's a promise. Look at 2 Peter 1. Let's take it for verse 3. And let me round up on that. I'll continue next week, God helping me. Second Peter, please. According as what? His divine power has given unto us what? All things that pertain to life and godliness. Now, how do you assess life and godliness? How is it assessed? Knowledge. Through what? Knowledge. What killed us? Knowledge. What will redeem us? Knowledge. If you spend all your life reading about creation, you will never live. Did you hear what I said? If you spend all your life reading about what? Creation. Oh, how did Paul put it in Romans 1? He said they serve the creation more than the creator. When you spend all your life reading and reading, all the guys you guys are doing in school, you are reading about creation. It's creation you are studying. How creation is working.
how the systems of this world is working. How you pour, if you're a chemist, where's Joshua gone, by the way? I didn't see him today. Okay. Those of you that did chemistry, you pour one chemical, you pour it there, you get another chemical. You are just studying creation. What are you studying, bro? Physics. You are studying creation. What are you studying? What have you studied? Theology, which is creation. You that you are studying how to make clothes, fashion designing, your great-grandfather, Adam, was the first tailor. Is creation. You are studying creation. It's creation we are all studying. And when you spend much of your life studying creation, you are also still wrong. It's a worship. It's a worship. You are worshiping the temple of knowledge, but falling knowledge. I began to realize that the kind of knowledge that we have been told is false. For example, they tell me that the vulture is an ugly bird. Have you been told that before? But who told you? Where did you get that information from? When God made the vulture, did he say this vulture is ugly? What did he say? It's good. Without the vulture, there will be an epidemic in the world. You need scavengers like the vulture, the hyenas, all those birds. You need them. Without them, there will be a serious epidemic. So they have their roles. Praise God. But that's the creation. So we have been called to now study the Creator. It is the knowledge of the Creator that begins to alter your nature. Are you with me? The knowledge of the Creator. What does he alter? Your internal configuration. Because there is something tied, something within you is tied to knowledge. When that knowledge comes in, it begins to affect the way you think. It begins to affect the structure of your body. Hallelujah. Have you seen or heard of people who are governed with the thoughts of fear and they fall sick? Thus thinking fear breaks down their bodies. What's the connection between your thinking and your body? The Bible says, a joyful spirit maketh, he led the body or something like that. Hallelujah. When you look at a person that is fat, what do you tell you? Say, okay, bale. Why is he growing fat? There's peace. He's not agitated. Look, you can eat all the pounded yam, gari, ogbono. If your heart is agitated, your body will not grow fat. You'll just be like I and Sister Blessing. Amen. We'll all be lepa. And it's not because I worry. That's why I'm like this. So don't think so. My gray hair is hereditary. It's not because I worry. Oh, God knows in heaven I don't worry. When it's time for me to sleep, I go and sleep. Praise God. My wife can worry. Me, I have no time to worry. Hey, honey. Just leave me alone. When I have time to think about it, I'll think about it. But this is my life. I've come to enjoy it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't go to bed with worry. I don't have time to worry. But if you find me worry, there's one day I worried. I worried though. I couldn't sleep. Even when I was going to eat rice, it was like I said I was eating stones. Have you become to that level of worry before? It was not ordinary rice. I was eating fried rice, plantain, fried part plantain, eggs, lettuce, Coca-Cola. Can you imagine it? Can your imagination run wild? Amen. Yes, it was like I said I was eating stone. Worry is not good. It's a killer. Your body will not digest the food. It can also lead to you being obese. Some people can be thin, some people can become obese. But somehow, your body will begin to react. Praise the Lord. Then I said this is the last. He said it pertains to what? Through the knowledge of the Creator that has called us to glory and virtue. The next verse, I want to close here. I'm tempted to go to Romans 8. Whereby given unto us what? Great exceeding great and precious promises. You see, Ephesians chapter 3, Paul said the wisdom God gave him is to disseminate the knowledge of God. That all men may know, the Gentiles may know. Those promises are actually what you call gospel. Praise God. When I came to you to tell you that Jesus has died for you. His blood has been shed for you. If you receive him, he will give you life. What is that? It's a promise. When you begin to mind the promises in the Bible, and you begin to believe them and act on them, those are knowledges. Do you understand? Do you forgive me for that, Oibo? It's a spiritual English. I concocted it. The knowledges. Praise God. Please don't go and say it in class. Don't write it in book. I can't be referenced. I deny every the authorship of that. Amen. Praise God. The knowledge of those promises is what you need to get. When Paul was saying, renewing your mind, he was saying, access those promises, understand those promises, and begin to appropriate them by faith. Praise God. And when those things begin to sink, and those understanding begin, there is a way they begin to alter your nature. Hallelujah. That you find out that things that you used to do, you can't do them anymore. You just won't be able to do them. Because 2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul was writing. He says that that God has given us. Can you go there, please? Let me end there. I'm ending there. In Jesus' name. If you don't hurry up, I will get another scripture now. Give me to where Paul was talking about writing. Go to verse 3. Yeah. If the Spirit of God brings another scripture, we will not leave here on time. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, who are you? Ask your neighbor, who are you? He said you are an epistle. What do you do with epistles? You read epistles. But before they can read you, somebody must write it upon you. Praise God. Written not with what? Ink. He was alluding to the Old Testament operation. Where the finger, God by his finger wrote upon the tablets of stone. Sure, you remember the story. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. He wrote 5 on one side, he wrote 5 on the other side. Praise God. Making 10 commandments. He wrote it on those stones. Amen. Paul said we are not writing with ink. We are writing with what? The Spirit of the living God. Not on tables of stone. But where? The fleshy tables of where? Because that was where the problem started from. Out of the abundance of the heart, man will do what? He will speak. It does not come back from the heart that defiles a man, not what goes into his stomach. Amen. And so when we begin to write upon the stones of your heart, upon the tables of your heart. Amen. Verse 4. Such trust we have through Christ to God's word. 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. And who has also made us able ministers of what? The New Testament. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. Why? The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. It is that Spirit by whom we write. So whatever it is that we are writing, what is it releasing? Life. What we are writing are the promises, the knowledge of the only ones. Am I communicating? When you begin to receive those things, and you begin to understand them, and you begin to work on them, you are unleashing life. Now, let me explain to you. When they wrote on the tables of stone in the Old Testament, I've said this often and often. Please. This chest we call pulpit is lifeless. Abby? It's not responding. It is well. Amen. I can respond because I have life. The guy is not responding because he doesn't have life. But it means they carry the stones that God wrote on. And they put it inside of it. This thing came alive. What was giving life? It was not the stones. It was not the wood. It was the writings on those stones. Am I communicating? It was the writing on what? Those stones. And it became the living testament. It became an epistle. Hallelujah. So when we begin to write on you, and you allow us to write on you, over time, you will now understand where Paul was writing in Romans 8, that the creation is waiting for what? The manifestation of the sons of God. The only way it can produce manifestation of sons is not by the anointing, it's by the writing. You cannot produce sons by anointing. It's by writing. And the funny thing is that the sons will produce the same manifestation and much more greater than what an anointing can produce. Because in that testament, in that day, in those days, when the ark went, it was the most powerful thing known on earth. Paul said that they moved from the stones to the heart. Unfortunately, some of us, they are still writing, thou shalt, we have been writing that thou shalt for the past 30 years. Amen. You now know why many of us cannot become sons of God before our life expires. So when you're asking, Pastor, why are the sons not manifesting? Because they've not found a man to write the whole testament upon his heart. When they find a man, they write the whole testament, he will manifest. It takes time. Because it took God 40 days to write on the stones. How many years do you think it will take him to write the whole testament in your heart? Do you understand me? So, I'm saying the same thing. The writers of the testament are saying the same thing, using different analogies to say the same thing. The key to unlocking this life is inside the seed, which is the knowledge of the holy ones. Once you know them, once you begin to copy them, you will just find that you will begin to live like them. You will begin to talk like them. You will begin to see when you start thinking like them. He said, "Let the wicked man forsake his thoughts." Abi? No, yes, is it the thoughts? His ways. And the unrighteous, his thoughts. And let him turn to the Lord. Praise God. Let him turn to the Lord. Because he said, my ways are not your ways. And my thoughts are not. If you begin to think the thoughts of God and walk in the ways of God, you begin to manifest like God. It's simple. It's just simple. But you spend 50 years of your life in the university. You've only spent 1 year of your whole life learning God. You will never operate like Him. Because you are a product of what you listen to. And you are allowed to be written in your heart. Am I communicating? You are a product. So I show you a mystery. Please study Daniel, on whom two wisdoms were written. The wisdom of the Chaldeans, he learnt it. And the wisdom of God, he also learnt it. When they now checked him out, the Bible says was 10 times wiser than all the magicians in Babylon. That's the kind of believers I'm trusting God to raise in PGT. Men that, or women that will stand, and they are wise. They have the nature of the ancient one. When they look at you, say, the way you are praying, the way you are talking, the way you are behaving, You look like the ancient one. You are not copying, it's just natural. When the supernatural becomes natural to you, then you are living. We saw the template in Acts of Apostles, when the members of the church in Antioch, because Paul came as a teacher, and began to teach them, and they began to understand, the way they began to behave in the world, became obvious to all that they were not ordinary. They said, these people behave like Christ. They now call them Christians. You are a Christian by appellation, by attendance, by joining workforce. You are not a Christian by works. When we look at you, we can say, that is the Son of God coming. Praise God. Because we've written on his heart. And he's manifesting it. Amen. I want to commend you to the word of his grace. That is able to give you a portion and an inheritance among the saints. It's only the word. If you let the word soak, you will get an inheritance. But if you say, leave me, pastor, I want to run my life, you will lose it. May that not be our portion in Jesus' name. Can we pray? Can we rise and pray? Can we rise and pray? Father, help me. We need help. We need help. Paul said, renew your mind. It means you have to reprogram your mind. You need to acquire specific kind of knowledge and understanding. You have to expend time and energy. God expended time and energy in writing the law for Moses. It took time. And Moses stayed there. He stayed in God's presence until God finished. Many of us don't stay. We go and we come. We go and we come. We don't spend enough time. Just like in the academics, your unit courses. The unit cost, this time, is the number of contact hours you spend every week.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.